This week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha. We have a tremendous parsha. Avraham Avinu comes on the scene. The Avos, Rabosai, are introduced to us in this week's parsha, and there is a flood of stories and of lessons that we can learn from Avraham Avinu in this week's parsha and next week's parsha. Really, a big zechus to learn every year the parsha of the Avos, where this whole religion came from, or all the foundations, all the roots of everything Jewish emanates from these parshios from Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, as we'll see. I'd like to share with you one beautiful Or HaChaim HaKadosh in this week's parsha that I heard recently on the radio by one of the big tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael who was giving a shiur. It stuck with me. I really enjoyed it. I had to see it right away. I came home, I opened my Or HaChaim, and actually it's there. And I think it's very, very precious and powerful. And I think we could all learn a very, very important lesson from it for our lives. The pasuk says at the end of the parsha, Perek Tesvav, the following discussion between Hashem and Avram. Hashem appears to Avram and says, "Don't worry, Avram. I'll protect you. You're going to have a lot of rewards." Vayomer Avram. Avram says, "Hashem Elokim, atite li. What can you possibly give me? Give me vanochi holech ariri. I have no children. I'm going alone in this world. Uven meshek b'si." The person I have, the only one that I have to rely upon, so to speak, is Hudamesek Eliezer. All I have is Eliezer. He's a good guy. He's not my progeny. He's not my child. Hashem, nice that you're protecting, but I don't have any children. Ayomer Avram. Avram says to God, listen to these words. Hey, Li lo nasata zara. You didn't give me any children. Vinei ben bis yoreshosi. Who's going to inherit me? I have no one to inherit me. Avram wasn't really worried about having children so he could, like, you know, play on the floor with them and cuddle them and play a catch in the backyard. Avram understood. He wanted to pass on this legacy to generations. What's this all for if I can't pass it on to the next generation? If there's not going to be another generation that will come to understand Hashem, monotheism, what's this all for? Listen to these words. Hashem responds to Avram and says, "Don't worry, Avram. Don't worry. This guy, he's not going to inherit you. Only a person that's going to come out of your offspring, who you Rashecha, he'll inherit you." Hashem takes Avram outside. Vayomer, he says to him, "Look to the sky, it was at nighttime. Usfor hakochavim, and count the stars. Im tuchal usfor osam. If you can count them, your descendants will be like the stars." Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, a very, very strong question on this pasuk. Avram says to Hashem, "Hein li lo nasata zera. You didn't give me any children." Really? Is that really true? If you look back in the parasha earlier, says the Or HaChaim, Hashem already promised Avram that his children are going to be kafar haaretz. What's kafar haaretz? Like the dust of the earth. So many children. What? God's not going to come through? God already promised something. When God promises, it's in the bank. It's in the bag. It's in the safe. It's done. So why is Avram coming and questioning God? "You didn't give me children." Hashem already promised. He's going to give him children. Also, he focused on the word "Hein Li." What's Li? You didn't give me children? He should have said "Hein Lo Nasata Li." What do you mean "Hein Li"? What's the Li? Listen to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he says an amazing thought. A stunning thought. Says the Or HaChaim. "I remember very, very well that Hashem promised him he's going to have children. Like the dust of the earth." You know what? Avram didn't want that. "You're going to give me kids like the dust of the earth?" What's afar? Dirt. Whenever you find dirt in our religious terms, dirt means it's like physical. The most physical thing in the world, heaviest thing in the world. Maaseh HaSharim talks about the physical world. He says, Afrius, the dirt of Chomrius is gas. "I don't want children like that," Hashem said. Avram says to Hashem, "You promised me children like afar haaretz, like dust. That's not children for me. Hey Lee, I want kids that I'll be proud of. I want kids that are going to follow my footsteps. I want children like Lee. I don't want physical beings. I don't want just bodies like animals. Animals also exist in the world. There's millions of people in the world. I don't want bodies, Rabosai. You know what I want, Avram? I want children that will be souls. I want children that are going to be spiritual. I want children that are going to light up the world with their spirituality. Says God, you know what? You're right. Let's step outside together. Let's look at the sky. What's in the sky? The stars. That's a whole different game. Your children are not going to be like the only like the afar. It's not only numbers, not only bodies, but they're going to be like the stars. They're going to be spiritual. They're going to light up the world. Light is always spiritual. Light is spirituality. Your children are going to be like you, Avraham. Oh, now Avraham's pacified. He doesn't just want quantity. It's not about numbers. It's not about, oh, how many Jews are there in the world? I don't want that. That's not what I need. That's not what I gave up my whole life and risked my life in a fire to be thrown into a fire for that so I can just have bodies. That's not what I want. That's not what I need. I want spirituality. I want people that are going to be, that are going to really carry on my legacy of passing on Hashem in the world. Hashem says, okay, no problem. Let's go outside. You'll have stars. I want to tell you one more thing about the stars. Maybe another reason why Avram was pacified. When Hashem said, look at the stars, your children will be like the stars. One example of the quality of the Jew, besides the stars being lit up and lighting up the world, and it's a very important part. One practical application of this is as follows. I heard this from one of my friends, a beautiful, beautiful thought. Many years ago, I heard this. If you look back into the beginning of Bereshis, on the fourth day of creation, Hashem created the luminaries. The sun, the moon, and
stars.
The stars. But before the stars were created, there was a bit of a challenge, it was a problem. Because the moon came to God and said, God, you made two luminaries, two big ones. So Hashem says, no problem, Mr. Moon. Shrink, says the Chazal. And what happened was the sun became very, very strong, and the moon shrank, and the moon became only a reflection of the sun. The moon's much smaller than the sun, because there can't be any luminaries. Why were the stars created, says Rashi over there? The stars were created to appease the moon. The moon was going through a slump. The moon had potential to be as great as the sun. What happened to the moon? The moon was shrunk, was downsized big time. Hashem says, don't worry, moon. I'm going to give you the stars. The stars are going to appease you. The stars will keep you company. The stars will also light up the sky at night. You're not going to be alone. One of my friends told me a beautiful pshat once. I love this pshat. Hashem says to Avram, Koyi Yezarecha, your children will be like the stars. Just like the stars, their whole essence is to appease other Jews, other the moon. I'm sorry, the stars were created to appease the moon. Your descendants will be people that care about others. They'll be people that appease others, that look at other people and say, wow, you're going through a hard time. Let me help you out. You're having a financial difficulty. Let me lend you some money. You're looking for a shidduch for your daughter. Let me daven for you so you can help you find the shidduch. You're going through a difficult time. You can't even have parnasa. Let me try to help you find a job. Those are the kind of children that Avram said, wow, Hashem, my children are like the stars. The stars whose whole entire essence is to appease others. Wow. Kol Yezarecha. Hashem says to Avram, your children will be like that. And Avram says, you know what? That's the kind of children that I want to have. Those are the kind of children. Children who are out to appease others. Children who are mindful and look out for others all the time and constantly are looking for opportunities to help each other. Those are my children. There's a great song by Eighth Day. There's a band called Eighth Day. You know Eighth Day? You guys know Eighth Day? One of my favorite songs. I'm not a buck in Eighth Day. There's a song. I'm not going to play it now because it's not the right time for it. Maybe on Sunday we'll play it. It's a great song. The song by Eighth Day is called, I think it's called Avram. And the chorus, you know it? The chorus of the song is the following. Listen to these words. Avram. This is the words. Avram. Are we the children that you dreamed of? Are we the shining stars? Are we the shining stars? Are we the that you saw at night? We know it's true. That's why we call you Avinu. This is the chorus. Our father, our pride. We have your soul inside. Take us home. Beautiful song. It's a very nice song. It's good to hear it. Eighth Day, Avram Avinu. Rabosai, listen carefully. As we read these parashios, as we try to absorb these parashios, we're not just supposed to read these parashios and learn them. Same when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we say, okay, Avram, Elokei Yitzchak and Elokei Yaakov. It's not just to say, we're not only mentioning their names because we want their merits to help us in our tefillah. That's also true. When we say Avraham Avinu, we want to be like Avraham. We want to be the children that Avraham dreamed of. We want to be those stars that shone at night that Avraham was promised, these are going to be your children. How do we do that? So we're going to say two things. Please take these both into your lives. Number one, we want to not just be a being that exists, a body. Afar ha'aretz. We want to be a soul. We want to be spiritual. We want to be people that light up the world. People that when our mothers daven, when they light candles about us, our mothers hopefully cry a little, they shed a tear. Hopefully, when they light candles before Shabbos, and they sing or they say the words, U'mi'irim es ha'olam, let my son light up the world, b'Torah, u'v'ma'asim tovim, u'v'chol molechas amaras amore. Those are the words taken from the Yiratzon that women say when they light candles on Friday night before Shabbos starts. We want to be those lights that light up the world. We want our mother's tefillos to be answered. We want those tefillos to come true. We don't want to just be bodies, Jews. I'm a Jew. You know why I'm a Jew? I'm wearing a yarmulke. That's very nice. You should all wear yarmulkes. That's not what makes you a Jew. I wear tzitzit also. That's also nice. But no, but inside, your quality, you're a person that shines. Emir Tzashen, that shines forth with light, with goodness, with love. That's number one. That's the spiritual part, the stars. There's also a second part of the stars. I'm a person who is mindful of others. I'm a person who sees somebody else that's down, and you know what? It bothers me that they're down. I'll go over to the person, I'll say, I see you having a hard day. Let's go get a Coke together. And drink L'chaim on a Coke together. I see you having a hard time. You know, maybe something's wrong in your life. Maybe I can help you with something. I care about you. I'm a mindful person, a thoughtful person. And we learn these parashios and learn about Avraham. You know, we learn, Rabbi said, the kind of children that Avraham wanted. He wanted children lead. He wanted children that were going to follow his ways, children that were going to follow in his footsteps. And we want to be those children. And so, we learn these parashios with the goal of trying to live these parashios. We learn these parashios to say, you know what, let me be that quality Jew. Let me be that Jew who's a light, as we're all supposed to be. Or la goyim, a light to the nations. Let me be that Jew who's sensitive, who's caring, who's loving, who's thoughtful and mindful, who appeases others like the moon was appeased by the stars. Abosai, give us all a bracha. We should be zocha to be the children that Avraham Avinu dreamed of and light up the world always with our Torah and our Masa Tovim. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Abosai.